And Johnson checking in for the Vikings. They trail by one. And we're going to see Cole Y checking in, one of those seniors we mentioned. He's into the game. He's going to replace Lefevre. I don't know if we're going to see the Vikings go for a final shot approach or just run their standard offense.
I'd be surprised if they hold it for the last shot, to be honest with you.
Vikings led by as many as eight.
Kind of spreading the floor out.
Baraboo has gotten back in the game here late in the first half. Retaking the lead.
Now it looks like they are going to be patient and maybe hold it for that last shot.
I was with you. I thought they were just going to run the normal offense. Here's Hibner on the drive. Picks up his dribble. Finds Brown. He's deep on the left wing. Back to Shipper out at the T-Bird logo. Shipper defended by Hannigan. They find Brown, right wing. There's a pass to Hibner, nearly poked away. They find Brown. Brown's going to fire for three from the right wing. Off the rim, no good. But Shipper with the putback. Off the rim, no good. Ball is knocked loose as time expires. So your halftime score, Baraboo 32, Stoughton 31.
I'm hoping that one of these kids is going to fire me up a broad at halftime.
Well, they're certainly dressed for it, and they brought the tools. Well, a spirited comeback for the Thunderbirds. They trailed by as many as eight in the first half. Got right back in the game. Here at Baraboo High School, the dance team is going to be performing for the last time this season. We'll be back to recap the first half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Explain to me again why we're sleeping on the ground.
Because we're thramping. Thrift camping is saving us money and getting us closer to nature.
But we don't need to thramp. I just combined our home and auto insurance with our State Farm agent, so we have a rate that fits our budget.
All right. Do you think our agent can bring us an air mattress?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo today.
Individual premiums and budgets will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Superstore. Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus two scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
165 years. Generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score is Thunderbirds 32, Vikings 31. We're a few minutes away from the second half action here. The Chuck a Duck fundraising promotion is underway. We're about to see a bunch of rubber ducks hit the floor. Look out, everybody. Look out down there. Here they come. But while the Chuck a Duck fun continues, I'll turn things over to my partner, John Gannell, for our first half statistics.
I think the Chuck a Duck is far more exciting than me, but
we saw some balanced scoring in the first half.
We certainly did. First for the Vikings, 7 was the magic number. Sawyer Shipper, Jacob Hipner, and Ty Fernholtz all chipping in 7 points for the Vikings. Carter Sullivan had 6. Ben Harmon and Ethan Zawicki each added a bucket for the Vikings. They shot 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 66% overall. Thunderbirds, on the other hand, were led by Alex Hannigan, also with 7 points. Toby Lefevre added 6. Dan Olson, 4. Ross Legal, 4. And Jason Zitlow and Trayton Hepp and Luke Vittingall all added triples for the Thunderbirds. And rounding out the scoring was Bo Brewster with a bucket. The Thunderbirds finished 6 of 9 from the charity stripe, also at 66%. It's been a pretty even game.
Certainly has. We saw a lot of Thunderbirds contribute in the first half, which is senior night, of course. So Coach Fish trying to get all the seniors in, and they were contributing there. As we saw a lot of coming and going off the bench, a lot of guys got actively involved in the first half.
Well, and one of the things that stood out is we fell down by 8 points at one point, and that's, you know, a critical period where you could either let the game get out of hand or you could chip away and get back in it, and the Thunderbirds were able to do that.
They were able to get the Vikings into a little bit of foul trouble and shoot a lot of free throws down the stretch in the bonus situation, which certainly helped. But yeah, it looked like things were just in that danger zone. We get out of control, and next thing you knew, the Thunderbirds were right back in it, and then they even took the lead into halftime.
Yeah, and both teams playing real hard. You know, you can tell they're not leaving anything out there. So I'm looking forward to the second half. I think this is going to be a battle down to the wire.
Obviously, a different outcome than what we saw earlier in the season last month at Stoughton when the Vikings rolled the victory. It looks like we're going to have a tight one here tonight. We'll be back with the second half on 99.7 Max FM.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Max FM. City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle or flurry, high in the upper 30s. Sun's back for Saturday, 40 and breezy. Upper 40s Sunday, with lots of sunshine. The warmth and dry weather continues into next week. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Explain to me again why we're sleeping on the ground.
Because we're thramping. Thrift camping, it's saving us money and getting us closer to nature.
But we don't need to thramp. I just combined our home and auto insurance with our State Farm agent, so we have a rate that fits our budget.
All right. Do you think our agent can bring us an air mattress?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo today.
Individual premiums and budgets will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School for the second half of tonight's Badger Small Conference matchup between the host Thunderbirds and the visiting Vikings. I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. We're happy to bring you what promises to be a scintillating second half. Your halftime score, Baraboo 32, Stoughton 31.
Well, it's been a scintillating, whatever that word was, first half.
Indeed. We mentioned how the Vikings led by as many as eight in the first half. T-Birds were able to not only claw back into the game, but even take a lead into the locker room at the half. And they did so without their leading scorer, Ross Legal, going crazy. Sometimes they need him to take over the game. He comes in averaging about 20 a game. But like you mentioned, John, he's had a relatively quiet first half.
Yeah, but the other players have picked up the slack, and we had four players with a triple, and you know that helps as well.
Owen Jackson is in the second half starting lineup. He's one of the 11 Baraboo seniors being honored tonight for senior night. He's on the floor along with Vittingill, Hannigan, Legal, and Brewster.
Well, you know, they mentioned earlier in the ceremony before the game that Jackson wants to go on to a musical performance career.
I heard
he's
that.
A heck of a drummer. I don't know if you've ever seen him. But
I have not. That's great. Baraboo basketball to open the second half, looking to build on a one-point lead. Here comes Luke Vittingill. Baseline drive. Kiss off the glass is good. Luke Vittingill has five, and the Thunderbirds lead by three. Viking basketball, they move to our left. Hibner's going to fire a three. Left wing, off the back iron, no good. Legal soars for the rebound. Thunderbird basketball. Thunderbirds looking to operate against the man-to-man half-court defense of the Vikings. Jackson had the ball on the baseline. He got bumped, but he'll be whistled for a travel.
Yeah, that's a tough
that's
call.
That's a tough one, yeah, for sure. Tough turnover.
He was assisted into that movement.
Just not assisted enough for it to be a foul.
He was coaxed.
Vikings basketball. Sawyer Shipper walks it across the division line. 17 minutes to go. Vikings trail by three. Hibner at the left elbow. His pass inside is intercepted by Legal, but they're going to get Big Ross for his third foul. And just like that, Dan Olson pops off the bench. He's going to check in, replace the Thunderbird big man.
And it's probably a good idea to make that move right now. Not so much because that's his third foul, but more you want to make sure he's in a good headspace.
Vikings inbound. They find Fernholz, left elbow. He rattles in a jumper. He leads the Vikings with nine. Olsen dribbles it across midcourt. Thunderbirds looking to set up their half-court offense. Bo Brewster's got it on the left wing. He finds Luke Vittingill at the top of the key. Vittingill's got a path to the hoop. He was trying to dish to Olsen. The pass is out of bounds. Turnover.
I think even if Olsen would have come out with that ball, he would have been out of
bounds.
He
was out of bounds. Yeah. I think you're right. We have a good view. Our table's right near the end line. I think you are right. Viking basketball. They trail by one. Shipper finds Harmon on the right elbow. Harmon drove, then he handed off to Fernholz. He strokes a baseline jumper. He's starting to heat up.
You mentioned
that's
at halftime.
That's what I was worried about, is Ty Fernholz heating up. He did have seven in the first half, but wasn't doing a lot of damage from the outside. He's picking up the slack here in the second half. But on the other end, Alex Hannigan finds Bo Brewster in the paint. His shot off the glass is good. His first field goal, and the Thunderbirds regain the lead. Viking basketball, Fernholz driving on Vittingill. He gets to the lane and is fouled on a shot attempt by Brewster. And he's going to shoot a pair.
And that's the third foul for Vittingall. And now, you know, foul trouble may become an issue here.
Fernholz has scored four quick points. Now he's going to shoot a pair. Toby Lefever is going to check in for the Thunderbirds after this attempt. So will Jason Zitlow. First free throw rattles in. Fernholz, he's into double digits.
I have him for 12.
Lefever and Zitlow replace Vittingall and Jackson. Second free throw coming up for the Vikings' leading scorer, Ty Fernholz. He comes in averaging better than 20 a game. With that free throw, he's got 13. And the Vikings are back in front, 37-36. 15 and a half minutes to go. I'm Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. Alex Hannigan looking to drive, forcing the issue. His shot attempt is no good, but he draws a foul on Sawyer Skipper. Hannigan's going to shoot. Skipper wants to hear from the ref what he did. Hannigan dribbles and shoots. His first free throw is pure. He's been the Thunderbirds' leading scorer tonight. He comes in averaging 11 points a game. Also averages 5 rebounds and 4 assists a game. Hannigan's second free throw is a swish as well.
He does it all.
Thunderbirds retake the lead. We have a seesaw affair here at Baraboo High School. Stoughton now looking to regain the lead as they operate against the Thunderbirds' man-to-man defense. They're working the ball around the arc. Sullivan hands it over. Skipper looking to drive over Olson. His shot attempt, no good. Ball knocked around into the hands of Hannigan. The Baraboo point guard looking to push. Now he'll get it out to Zitlow. Right wing, three-point look. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Jason Zitlow with his second triple. Thunderbirds lead by 4.
And if Jason can get hot here, look out.
On the other end, Sullivan with a jumper from the elbow. No good. It looked like it hit something out of bounds and no call. And instead, Fernholz gets to pop a 3. On the reload. So he's up to 16, and the Vikings get within 1. We have a 30-second timeout on the floor, Stoughton. John, I was going to mention that that's one thing down the stretch. We talked about how the T-Birds have struggled a bit, and I feel like that's one piece they've been missing is Jason Zitlow and some of the other supporting players being a threat to score. And Zitlow hitting a couple threes, you see what a difference that makes for this
offense. Absolutely. You know, in the games that we've done here recently, you know, where the Thunderbirds lost, they got cold. There were stretches where they couldn't hit a bucket, and those weren't falling. But tonight they've been falling, and hopefully that will continue.
Ross Legal, of course, is your leading scorer down on the block, and Alex Hannigan is the engine that drives everything. But you need those other complementary players to contribute. And when Jason Zitlow is hitting that 3, that gives the T-Birds a valuable weapon.
Yeah, because when he's hot, you have to account for him out there.
So it'll be Thunderbird basketball. They lead 41-40. They're going to inbound and walk it up. Vikings are waiting to play half-court man-to-man defense. Ethan Zawicki has re-entered for Stoughton, as has LaShawn Brown. Baraboo sets up the half-court offense. Hannigan's at the T-Bird logo. Driving on Skipper. Picks up his dribble, gets into the lane, left-hand flip, no good. Knocked around, Shipper's got the rebound. You feel like those two are going to be doing some battle down the stretch.
You would assume.
On the other end, Fernholz, another 3, right wing, no good. Olson with the rebound. Rushed shot. Baraboo coming back the other way. Toby Lefevre's got it on the right wing. Works around a Zitlow screen. And they fire it out to Hannigan at the logo. Olson, left wing. Hands to Zitlow near midcourt. Thunderbirds probing, trying to find Olson on the right block. The pass is tipped out of bounds off Brown. So the Thunderbirds will keep it. They'll inbound on the baseline. Pass goes to Lefever, who finds Zitlow. Zitlow picks up the dribble, back to Lefever. Lefever wants to drive. Now he kicks it back. Vikings have played stifling defense throughout. Here Zitlow gets to the rim. His shot's no good, but Bo Brewster slices into the lane for a putback.
Brewster, Johnny on the spot that time.
Baraboo gets a second chance opportunity and now leads by 3. Baraboo 43, Stoughton 40. 13 minutes to go. There's a nice backdoor cut and pass, but Shipper couldn't hang onto the ball. Turnover. Vikings, a heartbreaker. Had a layup.
Boy, what's impressive tonight for the Thunderbirds is they're able to not only maintain but build on their lead a little bit when some of their, you know, more prominent players are sitting on the bench.
Zitlow and Hibner check back in. They're going to replace Shipper and Harmon.
Good minutes that time by the Thunderbirds.
With the student theme, that's new, and you can taunt the opponent by clicking your spatula, or clicking your tongs, I should say. Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds lead by three, under 13 minutes to go. It's been a back-and-forth game here tonight at Baraboo High School. Thunderbirds led by one at the half.
I want to know who has the secret seasoning.
Indeed. Olsen jockeying for position. Down on the block. Hannigan tries to penetrate, but he gets the ball tied up. And the ball will go to Stoughton. Vikings will inbound. Ty Fernholz is going to walk it up. No, he's going to get it over to Hibner. Jacob Hibner will drive it across the timeline. Kickstart this Stoughton offense. They find LaShawn Brown beyond the arc. He's looking for Fernholz. Turnaround jumper from the baseline. 15 feet. That is sweet.
Boy, he's had a heck of a second half here. Hope he cools off soon.
I was going to say, I think, is that 18 for him and 11 in the second half already? Something in that neighborhood?
He has 18 tonight, and I think you're right. 11 came here in the second half.
Baraboo leads by one. 12 minutes to play. Jason Zitlow looking to drive. Instead, he gets it over to Hannigan. Left wing, three-point look. Off the rim, no good. Zawicki with the rebound. Here come the Vikings. They have a chance to regain the lead. Hibner on the left wing. Drives into the lane. They get it out to Fernholz. We got bodies on the floor as Fernholz rolls in for a layup.
And now he's up to 20.
How about that? He's up to 20, and the Vikings lead by one.
Another lead change here.
We've had many of those. T-Bird's biggest lead in the second half has been three. Bo Brewster looking to operate. Now he picks up his dribble, finds Lefevre right wing. Lefevre looking to drive. One on two. Draws a foul on the floor. We got a couple of T-Birds and a couple of Vikings who are going to check back in. Vittengill and Legal return for the Thunderbirds, replacing Hannigan and Olsen. Noctegal is going to check back in as well. He's going to replace Zitlow. Schiffer and Johnson have checked in for the Vikings, replacing Brown and Zawicki. Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds are going to inbound underneath their own basket, trailing by one. Vittengill finds Ross Legal. Legal wants the drive. He's in the lane. Five-footer, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Here come the Vikings. Fernholz on the dribble. Stops and pops. 22 feet. No good. Rebound knocked around. Who's going to come away with it? Shipper does. Reload for the Vikings. Fernholz again. 22 feet. That one's off the back iron. No good. Vittengill fights for the rebound. Would not be denied. Three on two. They find Lefevre. Left block. Shot no good. Lefevre gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Legal at the top of the key. T-Birds are going to kickstart their half-court offense. They trail by one. Vittengill on the left wing. Lefevre takes a Legal screen. Now he kicks it over to Vittengill. Vittengill's going to stop and pop. 17 feet off the iron, no good. Rebound to Shipper. Vikings fire it up court. That's Fernholz operating on Vittengill. He finds Johnson, right wing. Jay Johnson finds a cutting Hibner. Hibner, turnaround jumper, 10 feet. Woo! Woo! These Vikings are tough tonight with the turnaround jumper. That's Jacob Hibner for two.
Hard to defend that shot. It
certainly is. 46-43. Vikings up by three. Baraboo looking to get back in the game here. There's going to be a travel. Turnover. Toby Lefevre. Alex Hannigan's going to check back in, replacing Brewster. Viking basketball. They're going to inbound from the baseline. Shipper needs a friend here. Somebody to throw the ball to. Just over 10 minutes to go for in the game. It's Stoughton 46, Baraboo 43.
Yeah, with 10 minutes to go here, these are some important possessions for both teams.
Stoughton trailed by one at the half. They have surged and taken a three-point lead. Shipper on the drive. Gets to the lane. Defended by Legal and fouled by Legal, and that's going to be four.
Ooh.
That's a tough one for the Thunderbirds. Big man. Big foul trouble for the Thunderbird big man. Bo Brewster is going to check back in and take his spot. As we await the free throws.
Yeah, and with 9:50 to go, there's plenty of game left. I think, unfortunately for Ross, he's going to have to take a seat here.
Shipper's first free throw is good. We talked about how the T-Birds did a nice job of getting back in the game despite the lack of any legal heroics, which sometimes they rely on. They're going to have to do that down the stretch here. Second free throw from Shipper is also good. And the Vikings now lead by 5, their largest lead of the second half.
Shipper now with double digits as well, as he has 11.
Comes in, averaging nearly 13 a game. Thunderbirds setting up their half-court offense. They need a jolt. Bo Brewster's got the ball on the left wing. Vikings continue to press beyond the arc. There's Alex Hannigan with a floater. 12 feet, no good. Shipper's got the rebound. He's going to dribble it up court as well. Now he wants to penetrate. And he's going to draw a foul. He's bumped to the floor. Stoughton's been very aggressive defending the arc, jumping into the passing lanes. Harmon checks back in, replacing Sullivan.
That foul's going to go against Spencer Noctigal, his first. Team fourth here in the second half.
Inbound goes to Harmon, who'll hand to Shipper. There's another turnaround baseline jumper from Fernholz. That one does not drop, but Johnson gets a rebound. Reload, Hibner, right wing three, that's good. Jacob Hibner finds the range, and the Vikings have rebuilt that 8-point lead. And with that, the Thunderbirds will take a timeout. That'll give us a chance to remind you of our broadcast sponsors. These include Seasons Counseling, Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, SSM Health, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, John, as we roll into the playoffs here into the postseason, I think it's good to remind folks that the formats have changed this year. The old playoff pod system, the placement games, those are out. We're going to more of the top and bottom pairings with some byes. So the Thunderbirds are a 6th seed, and so they get to host the 11 seed Watertown Goslings Tuesday night. Goslings have had a rough season. And for the Vikings, they're going to await the winner of the McFarland and Fort Atkinson matchup. They're going to host that winner a week from tomorrow night, since they're the top seed in the region.
Well, and that's the time of the year where you can't take anybody lightly, because right, it's one and done.
One bad night and you're toast. And of course, the Badger Conference saw a new look this year. You lost Monroe, but gained McFarland. And the old East-West format is out. Now we got the large, small, and of course, Stoughton is the largest school in the small. Probably no coincidence. They're on top of the standings as well.
Yeah, undefeated in conference this year so far.
Indeed. Thunderbirds hoping to put that to the test in the final 9 minutes. Baraboo trails by 8. Thunderbird basketball. Hannigan picks up his dribble, finds Vittingill, right wing. Back to Hannigan at the logo. Now here's Bo Brewster. Look at a drive. He gets to the right block, kisses it off the glass. No good, but he draws a foul. Bo Brewster will shoot 2.
The foul is going to go against Ben Harmon. His second foul, 3rd here for the Vikings in the second half.
Brewster's first free throw off the bracket. No good. Second free throw for Brewster. In the air and good. Thunderbirds now within 7. But it is Viking basketball. Shipper at the controls. Kicks it out to Fernholz. He's had a gigantic second half for Stoughton. Looking to operate on Vittingill. Driving. Kicking. They swing it around to Johnson, right wing. Thunderbird student section cheering on the defense, looking to pick up the intensity with 8 minutes to go. Shipper picks up his dribble, finds Fernholz, left wing. Now he's going to drive. Found the corner. Now he finds Johnson on the right block. Kicks back out to Fernholz. His pass intercepted by Brewster, but somehow gets in the hands of Shipper, who finds Johnson for a layup. Oof, tough break for the T-Birds. Jay Johnson with his first field goal. And it's a 9-point Stoughton lead.
Tough break for the T-Birds that time, but certainly lots of ball movement by the Vikings. Made it tough for the Thunderbirds to maintain that.
T-Birds could use a triple or two. Toby Lefevre on the left wing. He's trapped, looking for a teammate. Finds Hannigan. Out to Lefevre. Baraboo patiently looking for a look. Trailed by nine. We're ticking down to about 7 minutes to go in this Badger small conference matchup. They find Zitlow near the top of the key. He's hit a couple triples. He's going to give it up. Brewster on the drive. Kicks it out. Hannigan passes up the three. He decides to drive as well. Tosses one off the glass. No good. Hibner with the rebound. Up ahead to Shipper. Three on one for the Vikings. He's going to stop and pop from three. Shipper, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Thunderbirds. Vikings will keep it. Ross Legal right back in the game with his four fouls. He's going to replace Brewster.
I see Thunderbird AD Jim Langkamp sneaking down to the bench. Maybe he's got a couple of plays drawn up.
Zawicki re-enters the game, as does Sullivan for the Vikings. They replace Hibner and Johnson. And they head Zawicki for a layup on the inbound, but he couldn't hang on to it. Here comes Luke Vittingill the other way for an easy two. Luke Vittingill has seven. 53-46 Stoughton. 6.5 to go. Shipper drives across the timeline, gets past Vittingill. Yeah, picked up a foul on Vittingill out at the T-Bird logo.
And that's going to be his fifth, I believe.
And the T-Birds running into trouble here. They're going to be careful with the fouls. Dan Olson checks in for the Thunderbirds, replacing Jason Zitlow. Stoughton ball. They lead by seven. Spencer Noctical is going to check in as well, replacing Vittingill with those four fouls. Fouling out on senior nights, no way to go out.
No. He didn't foul out, though, luckily.
Not yet.
No, it's not going to happen.
Trying to prevent that. Sideline inbound for the Vikings. They lead by seven. 6.5 to go. I heard that pass to Harmon is off the mark.
Ooh. Oh, I think Ross Legal might have picked up
number five.
They're
going to get
Ross
Legal for a push in the paint. And yay, that's tough. So the Thunderbirds star center is going to foul out with 6 minutes, 25 seconds to go. He'll be replaced by Bo Brewster. Fouls out with only 4 points.
Got to hand it to Ross, though. He works hard no matter what.
And luckily for him, this isn't the end. They've got a playoff game coming up here as well. Stoughton looking to add to their lead. Shipper with a shot fake. Pops from the right elbow and rattles it in. He's had an outstanding second half as well. And the Vikings lead by nine.
Well, they've got players. That's why they're 20-3.
But that's no accident, right? 20-3, 13-0 in conference. It's not a mirage. Thunderbirds had a 1-point halftime lead. Vikings have dominated the second half. Here's Toby Lefevre drawing contact in the lane. He's going to shoot two. I have a wrestling update for you, John.
All right.
News from the state meet. Talon Pickler lost in round one. He's out. Oberg won and then lost. So he's still got a chance for that third place spot. And the same for Owen. First free throw in for Lefevre. Second one in as well. Baraboo within seven. Under 6 minutes to go.
Well, we certainly wish those wrestlers the best.
That's a big event at the Kohl Center.
I don't know if you've ever been down there for the wrestling state.
I actually never have.
It's an incredible atmosphere.
There's a pass out of bounds, turnover at Vikings. I can tell you a Lancaster story. When I was in high school, Lancaster won the state championship with only two wrestlers. They both won their weight classes. And at that time, they didn't have the whole team versus individual thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's why they now have the team versus individual thing. Because everyone said, wait a minute, you can't win the state championship with two wrestlers. The Flying Arrows are a wrestling juggernaut. But we're here to talk about Baraboo versus Stoughton basketball. Thunderbirds looking to get back in this game, trailing by seven, 5 minutes left. Hannigan out of the T-Bird logo, waiting for an Olsen screen. Thought about a three. Ball is knocked loose. Shipper with the steal. That's batted away from behind. Spencer Noctegal with a hustle steal. Now it's Toby Lefevre on the drive. Kicking it out to Hannigan. Right wing. Three ball. Off the back iron. No good. Reload. Lefevre with the rebound. His shot is good off the glass. And he draws a foul. Toby Lefevre with an and one opportunity.
I was going to tell you, I've been to the state wrestling tournament just once, but I've been to like Monday Night Raw a couple times.
Johnson is going to check in along with Hibner for the Vikings, replacing Zwicky and Sullivan. And with his finish there, Toby Lefevre gets the 10 points. Chance to add an 11th. Luke Vittengill is checked back in with four fouls, replacing Dan Olson. Baraboo trailing by five. Toby Lefevre dribbling, shooting. That's good. Toby Lefevre puts the Thunderbirds back within four with 4:40 to play. Vikings basketball moving to our left against this Thunderbird man-to-man defense. Shipper's got it out at the Thunderbird logo. He's looking to penetrate. Johnson now on the drive, picks it up, kicks it out. Shipper, three, left wing, rattles out. Can the T-Birds grab the rebound? They cannot. Ball is loose. Oh, and we got a timeout called.
Ooh, interesting. I don't know if he ever had possession
Vikings
of that basketball.
I was thinking that, too. That's a timeout that you don't have to grant. It is granted. It'll be Viking ball coming out of the timeout here. Full timeout. Vikings leading by four, and perhaps Coach Weber saying, all right, we got to put the clamps down here. It's starting to get away from us a bit. Well, during this timeout, we'll remind you of our broadcast sponsors. These include Seasons Counseling, Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, SSM Health, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. It's Stoughton 55, Baraboo 51, 4 minutes, 12 seconds to play. I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. We're ecstatic to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. This is the swan song of the regular season for both teams as they gear up for regional playoff action next week. And John and I will be with you Tuesday night right here at Baraboo High School when the Thunderbirds host the Goslings of Watertown in a first-round affair. Baseline inbound for the Vikings underneath their own basket. Fernholz finds Shipper. Stoughton sets up its half-court offense. Working around the perimeter. Johnson looking for a teammate. Picked up his dribble. Now he finds Hibner, right wing. Hibner over to Shipper. Shipper and Fernholz have been doing the bulk of the damage here in the second half for Stoughton. Shipper drives into the lane. Nice pass. He finds Harmon for an easy two. Sawyer Shipper doing the work. Ben Harmon getting the fruits of his labor.
4 points for Harmon on the night so far.
6-point Viking lead. Baraboo needs an answer. Here's a three-pointer from Vittengill. Left wing. A little long. Stoughton rebounds. Fernholz brings the ball across midcourt. Big possession here. Vikings lead by six. 3 minutes left. Shipper looking to drive again. Kicking it out again. Finds Hibner, right wing. Johnson now, left wing. Left wide open. Nice dish to Harmon, who again gets an easy two. The beneficiary of a sweet dish by one of his teammates. Stoughton back up by eight.
Yeah, nice assist that time by Johnson.
The four-point deficit doubled just like that. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left. Thunderbirds need a spark.
Last couple of possessions, Harmon's, you know, just found himself down by the basket.
Just wait till a teammate finds you in the lane.
That's right.
And there's a pass from Vittengill stolen away. Shipper comes away with it. Turnover, Baraboo. Tough stretch for the Thunderbirds. Shipper gets to go coast to coast and draw the foul. He drives through an empty lane, scores, draws a foul at the last instant, and that could do it for the T-Birds tonight. So for Shipper, that's, well, he's going to be pushing 20 as well. We've got William Rykoff checking in for the T-Birds, one of the seniors who is honored tonight. He replaces Toby Lefever. Luke Vittengill taking a seat as well. Now, did Luke foul out? Did they get him for that foul?
No, he didn't foul out. Yeah. That foul was on
I didn't think so.
Bo Brewster, his third. But
very good. 10 points, Stoughton lead. Shipper's free throw is good. 11 points, Stoughton lead, ticking down to about 2 minutes to go. Baraboo led at the half, but Stoughton has taken control. In fact, the Thunderbirds had a couple of three-point leads early in the second half. Here's Bo Brewster with a nice drive into the lane and a finish. T-Birds still fighting. 2 minutes left. They trail by 9. Fernholz nearly has it stolen away. He's been the main man for the Vikings here. He's over, what is he at, 20 points, I think? He is fouled. He's going to shoot a couple here.
I think he's just under 20.
18 fouls now on the T-Birds. With a minute 53 left. Fernholz's first free throw is good.
Yeah, he's at 21. You're right. He was at 20. Shipper is at 16.
Another free throw coming up for Fernholz. He got hot from beyond the arc and also hit a couple of sweet turnaround baseline J's. There's another free throw.
Yeah, he's had a very impressive second half.
11-point lead. Thunderbird basketball. Hannigan crosses midcourt. Hands to Zitlow. Zitlow and the Thunderbirds need a torrent of threes to get back in this one. Hannigan fires it out to Rykoff, over to Hep. Now here's Brewster. He's got another open lane to the hoop, and he's going to score on a layup. Bo Brewster making things happen late for the Thunderbirds. And the other end, we've got a block on Hannigan in the backcourt as the T-Birds began applying full court pressure. Cole Wye and Jack McNevin are going to check in. Zitlow checks out. Sullivan is going to return for the Vikings.
Still just a three-possession game, but you have to have three good possessions.
Yeah, you bet. Sullivan replaces Harmon. Under a minute and a half to go. Jacob Hibner at the line. Rattles out. Break for the T-Birds. They trail by 9. Brewster grabs the rebound. Can the Thunderbirds capitalize? Cole Wise got it, right wing. Brewster's going to fire a 3 from the right wing. No good. Rebound to the Vikes. Thunderbirds applying full court pressure. A lot of backups on the floor along with Brewster here in the final minute. You'd imagine the Vikings are going to look to play keep away here. 1 minute to go. 64-55, Stoughton. They will indeed play some keep away. We're going to have a substitution timeout. I think Coach Weber is going to get his subs into the game, recognizing the situation. We have a host of substitutions coming up for the Vikings. See if we can keep up with all of these. All right, so we got Hartberg, Hoostand, Klawitter, Rogers, and Strandl in the game for the Vikings. They inbound from the sideline. Under a minute to go. Looking to eat up the clock here. Trayton Hepp is going to foul Aiden Klawitter. The Vikings now in the double bonus. Klawitter is going to get a chance to shoot two. Build on this Vikings lead. First attempt off the mark. Aiden Klawitter, a 5'8" junior, Another chance to score. That free throw is good. 10-point lead, I should say, for the Vikings. Jack McDevin now on the drive. Picks up his dribble. Finds Rykoff in the right corner. He's looking to drive on the baseline. He kicks it out to Hep on the left wing. 3-point look, no good. Rebound into the hands of Hartberg. He finds Claywater, who fires up court to a wide open Strandl. Strandl in turn finds a wide open Hoostand. They're going to kick it out, work it around. Vikings not looking to score. They lead 65-55. And the final ticks of the clock here are going to come off the clock. 5 seconds. And with that, that's your final score. The Stoughton Vikings, 65. Baraboo, 55. So with that, the regular season ends. Both teams will prepare for regional play, as we mentioned. So the Thunderbirds, they fall to 16-8 and 6-8 in the Badger Small. We'll talk a little bit more about what's coming up next for these two teams after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Explain to me again why we're sleeping on the ground.
Because we're thramping. Thrift camping, it's saving us money and getting us closer to nature.
But we don't need to thramp.
I just combined our home and auto insurance with our State Farm agent, so we have a rate that fits our budget.
All right. Do you think our agent can bring us an air mattress?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo today.
Individual premiums and budgets will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Superstore. Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus 2 scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think Realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a Realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A Realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Senior night comes to a sad end for the Baraboo Thunderbirds, 11 graduating seniors as they fall to the Stoughton Vikings tonight, 65-55. Let's turn things over to John Gunnell for our stat rundown.
Well, first for the Stoughton Vikings, they were led by Ty Fernholz, who finished with 22. 15 coming in the second half. He was the difference maker in the game, I think, in the second half for them. Also, Sawyer Shipper finished with 16. Jacob Hibner, 10. Carter Sullivan, 6. Ben Harmon had 6. Jay Johnson had 2. Ethan Zawicki had 2. And Aiden Clawitter added 1 for the Vikings. Thunderbirds were led, actually had 2 players with 11 points, both Toby Lefever and Bo Brewster here on senior night, having nice nights in the scoring column. They finished with 11 apiece again. Alex Hannigan had 9. Luke Vittingle had 7. Jason Zitlow had 6. Ross Legal had 4. Dan Olson had 4. Trayton Hepp had 3 for the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds were 12 of 16 from the free throw line, 75% for them. The Vikings finished 9 of 13, so 70% for the Vikings. Unfortunate here on senior night for the game to turn out the way it did, but luckily for the seniors, not the last time they'll be on this court, as they'll be
there
here Tuesday
go.
Night against Watertown.
Not only are they not done, they aren't done performing before this home crowd. Well, it was an interesting ball game, John. So early on, it was a back-and-forth affair, and the Vikings took control midway through the first half, built a lead of 8. T-Birds got back in it, led by 1 at the half. T-Birds even managed to add to that lead, got up to about 3 a couple of times in the second half. But after that, the Vikings really took control with Sawyer Shipper and Ty Fernholz really lighting it up.
Well, again, you see why they're 20-3.
Right.
You see why they're undefeated in conference. This was a battle the whole game. The Thunderbirds really, you know, have nothing to feel sorry about. You know, like
right.
we talked about earlier, they lost by more than 40 down at Stoughton. So certainly this shows
a
you some
improvement.
Of the progress from throughout the course of the season. But, again, this is the time of the year you want to be playing your best basketball, and the Thunderbirds are going to have to find their way to their best basketball by Tuesday night.
And speaking of Tuesday night, John Gunnell and I will be with you on the call, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM or watching on the NFHS Network. We'll be happy to bring you that game at 7 p.m. Tuesday night when the Thunderbirds host the Goslings of Watertown, one of the more amusing nicknames in Wisconsin high school sports.
Well, and again, before we close out, I do want to once again recognize the 11 seniors on the varsity squad tonight. This is a great group of kids. They work hard. They play hard. They've really, like Coach Fish talked about, they've changed the culture, I think, of Baraboo basketball. And certainly, you know, watching the JV team develop throughout the season, you feel like there are bright days ahead for the Thunderbirds. So I'm looking forward to Tuesday. I don't think it's going to end on Tuesday night. I think we're going to keep pushing and we're going to keep moving on. And you know, good luck to the Thunderbirds and Coach Fish as they head into their tournament season, you know. So, you know, you'd like to win on senior night, but if you don't, you come back on Tuesday night and you make a statement.
Of course you would. Speaking of our next opponent, the Watertown Goslings, they lost by 20 tonight at Fort Atkinson, so that drops them to 4-20 on the season. And their record in the Badger Large is 0-14. T-Birds will hope to defeat them and, like you said, move on, not just be one and done in the playoffs. The Thunderbirds,
well, you can't take any team lightly, though,
no,
at this time
sure.
of the season.
For sure. Thunderbirds, with tonight's defeat, they fall to 16-8 overall, 6-8 in the Badger Small. As for the Vikings, they improve to an impressive 21-3, including an undefeated 14-0 record in the Badger Small. And they lived up to that billing, John. This is an impressive team we saw tonight.
Yeah, very much so. You know, so, I mean, they did their job. And you know, good luck to them as they move forward. Not too much luck, though.
Well, one last time for John Gunnell, I'm Ben Bromley. Thank you for joining us this evening. We hope you will join us again Tuesday night when the Thunderbirds host Watertown, 7 p.m. right here on 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance, Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Max FM, Max.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle or flurry, high in the upper 30s. Sun's back for Saturday, 40 and breezy. Upper 40s Sunday, with lots of sunshine. The warmth and dry weather continues into next week. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 45.
Maximum hits of the 80s and 90s all night. I'm Tony Lorino, and Throwback Nation Radio is on 99.7.
Hits, Baraboo's 99.7 Max FM. I'm Tony Lorino, all about your favorite songs and winning you money as we enjoy them together with our throwback timeline tonight. You ready to take the challenge? Three clues about a year back in the day. You get it right and you could win $100 coming up next.